Greetings. Nelson Olmsted here. Today's story concerns the King of the Cattle Kings. Now, Clint Gruber's waiting with a word from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, I see Nelson's about ready to saddle up, so let's ride.
During the latter part of the 19th century, a landowner east of Lakeview, Oregon, might have said, "Henry Miller, he'd stop a dozen to get a man's land and water rights. Ought to run him back to Germany, that's what." Or perhaps you might have encountered a ranch foreman in Alturas, California, who would say, "Mr. Miller?"
"Yes, sir. Fine, generous gentleman. Fine cattleman, too. Always glad to see Henry Miller ride into this country."
Well, Henry Miller, a German butcher boy, small, tough, wiry, energetic, arrived in San Francisco in 1850 with $6 in his pocket. Somewhere in the next few years, Miller encountered Charles Lux, a suave, well-tailored, socially prominent Alsatian. Lux supplied the money and the contacts. Miller provided the know-how and the energy. The partnership they formed in 1858 commenced to roll immediately. The combine bought land and cattle in the fertile San Joaquin Valley and sold the beef in San Francisco. Business grew incredibly fast. More land, more irrigation, more cattle, more sales, more money. Then one day, Charles Lux said, "Henry, we have $100,000 in cash in the bank and could liquidate for nearly $1 million. Now let's clear it out and quit."
"Charlie, we haven't begun yet. Why didn't you tell me we had all that cash? I've got my eye on a good spread in the valley. $100,000 to take it, cattle and all."
From Central California, Miller moved into Nevada, buying land and cattle, but most significantly, water. Soon, Miller and Lux held vital water rights all the way from Kern Valley, near Bakersfield, California, through the San Joaquin Valley, east toward Reno, Nevada, and north to the Oregon border. Where they controlled the water, they virtually controlled the land as well. Their cattle grazed and fattened over almost half the territory in north central California and western Nevada. The demand for beef in California continued to soar. One day, Henry Miller saw some prime steers, which had been shipped in from Oregon, and he said,
"Finest steers I have seen. Take me to the man who raised them."
It was no sooner said than done. He met Tom Overfelt, bought an interest in his ranch, and moved into Oregon. Meanwhile, partner Charles Lux went to his reward in 1887, and Henry Miller controlled the vast empire alone. Now, Henry Miller drove a hard, shrewd bargain. He was not above foreclosing on a landowner, nor was he reluctant to break competing cattle barons. At the height of his vast empire, he boasted that he could drive a herd from the Blue Mountains of Oregon to Bakersfield, California, close to 800 miles, without spending a single night off his own land. Well, Henry Miller died in 1916. But around Alturas, California, Lakeview, Oregon, and dozens of other western towns, they still talk about the man and his empire. One old-timer might tell you,
Yep, he was a cattle king, all right. Owned better than 1 million acres outright. Controlled 3 times that much. Did a lot for the country, too. Built thousands of miles of canals and irrigation ditches. Planted pasture that's still growing. Oh, folks hated him. And folks loved him. But there's nobody said he wasn't a mighty important man.
Pacific Power has a staff.